41 verse 1, as written in the King James Version of the Bible, says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble." This is one of several scriptures that have influenced the life and work of Beryl Viola Johnson. The 82-year-old retired medical laboratory scientific officer holds strongly to the belief that your current situation does not determine your destiny.
I was brought up in a poor family. There were days when I never had a school lunch. If you didn't sign guava, you didn't have anything until 4 o'clock when we're going home. We watch the smoke coming up to see whose dinners my friend's pots was taken off before my mother's, you know. Mm-hmm. Depending on the smoke that you see coming, and then you'd go over, and if your friend's dinner was ready first, if he's eaten a piece of yam, you'd get and then dash home to get your dinner, you know? Yes. So I know what it is to be poor.
Mrs. Johnson, who was living in the UK for almost 30 years, returned to Jamaica in December 1993 and later joined a returning resident group in Savlamar, where she now resides. One of the concerns she brought to the group then was the issue of homeless persons. A decision was taken to reach out to the homeless, resulting in the formation of the Westmoreland Association for Street People, WASP. To date, WASP, which operates under the Westmoreland Parish Council, has been playing a major role in the community, meeting the needs of some 24 homeless persons who are now housed in a renovated building provided to WASP by the council. So, with a roof over their heads and beds on which to sleep, Mrs. Johnson was more than satisfied that these persons who once lived on the streets now had a place to call home.
They have their meals, and we have a big area where they do a lot of cultivation as well, and rear chickens. We have common fowls, and we have birds, pigeons, but the broilers we don't have any at the moment.
Additionally, with her zeal to see individuals move from poverty to prosperity, she adopted a family with 4 children who are now pursuing tertiary level education and managing successful small businesses. Mrs. Johnson has provided over 8 years of exemplary voluntary service as a nominated member of the Board of Supervision for the Relief of the Poor in Jamaica to ensure appropriate help is given to needy persons in Westmoreland. In recognition of her efforts, she is among 222 Jamaicans receiving national honors and awards for 2015. Mrs. Johnson has been awarded the Badge of Honor for long and faithful service to the Westmoreland Association for Street People, WASP.
When I had the phone call first, I wasn't excited at all. I thought, I'm not doing it for any praises. You know, I'm not doing it for anybody to say anything, you know. I'm just doing it because it's from my heart. But as time goes, other people learn about it, and then they begin to make a fuss and so on. And then I'm being carried along now.
National Award recipient, Beryl Viola Johnson. Inspector of Poor for the Parish of Westmoreland, Patsy Madden, has commended the work of Mrs. Johnson, pointing out that she's well-deserving of the national award.
She's doing a very good job. You know, you'd have some people think that, I am this status, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. She's an all-rounder. Because one thing she said to me today, to say that I am here today, I don't know where I will be tomorrow. So you have to treat people very well.
Mrs. Johnson sits on the Poor Relief Committee for Westmoreland, where she has been serving the parish in various capacities for the past 15 years. She continues to give exemplary voluntary service by regularly attending Poor Relief Committee meetings in order to deliberate on applications for assistance while overseeing the taxpayers' interest.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.